Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 28th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Union against military AI, OpenAI AGI reality, Adobe AI expansion, Kimi VL innovation. Union against military AI. Around 300 employees from Google DeepMind in London are seeking to join the Communication Workers Union. According to the Financial Times, their aim is to challenge the company's decisions to sell AI technologies to defense contractors and maintain ties with the Israeli government, such as through Project Nimbus. This movement arose after Google broke its promise in February not to develop AI for weapons or surveillance. Employees expressed concerns that their work might be used in the Gaza conflict. Five employees have already resigned, and a letter to management in May went unanswered. The union emphasizes this is about ethics, not money. If the union is recognized, discussions with management or even strikes could occur. OpenAI AGI reality. OpenAI's latest O3 model has faced a significant drop in performance on rigorous reasoning tests compared to its predecessor, the O3 preview. According to a report by the ARC Prize Foundation, the O3 model scored 41% on low compute and 53% on medium compute in the AGI benchmark test, ARC-AGI 1. However, in the more challenging ARC-AGI 2 set, it scored below 3%. The smaller O4 mini model mirrored this performance, managing 21% on low compute and 42% on medium compute for ARC-AGI 1. While also scoring under 3% for ARC-AGI 2. The current O3 version differs significantly from the O3 preview model tested in December 2024, which had achieved 76% on low compute and 88% on high compute in text mode. OpenAI confirmed that the released O3 production model features a smaller architecture, operates multimodally, and has reduced compute resources compared to the preview version. Adobe AI expansion. Adobe has unveiled a fresh version of its AI platform, Firefly. Initially launched as an image generator, Firefly has now evolved into a comprehensive platform for image, video, audio, and vector generation. Since its debut nearly 2 years ago, Firefly has been used to create over 22 billion pieces of content globally. The Firefly Image Model 4 introduces two variants: a standard model for quick and simple illustrations, icons and photo components, and an ultra variant for more complex applications, delivering detailed and realistic results, such as portraits and small groups. Both models feature improved depictions of humans, animals, and architectural structures and better text representation on images. The Firefly video model, previously in beta, is now officially available, capable of generating clips up to 5 seconds long with various resolutions and formats. Users can guide video generation by uploading start and end images or seamlessly switching between text, image, and video. New additions include text to vector, which transforms text descriptions into editable vector graphics, and Firefly Boards, a multi-user workspace for concept development. Translate audio is another feature, enabling spoken content translation while preserving the original voice sound. Adobe highlights Firefly's integration into Creative Cloud applications like Photoshop Web and Express, allowing cross-application project editing and generation history viewing. The platform also supports third-party AI models, including Google Imagen 3 and OpenAI GPT image generation, with Firefly models ensuring copyright protection and commercial use by being trained solely on licensed Adobe data. Kimi VL innovation. Moonshot AI's open-source model, Kimi VL, handles images, text, and videos more efficiently than many larger competitors. It excels with long documents, complex tasks, and user interfaces. This is achieved through a mixture of experts architecture, where only part of the model is active at any time. Despite its relatively small active language component with 2.8 billion parameters, Kimi VL performs on par with much larger models. It processes extensive inputs, with a context window of up to 128,000 tokens, akin to a book or long video. It analyzes high-resolution images without prior segmentation, solves mathematical image tasks, and recognizes handwritten notes, In tests, it linked a handwritten manuscript to Albert Einstein and explained the connection. Moonshot AI plans to further develop KimiVL, aiming for larger versions, more training data, and improved fine-tuning for practical applications in research and industry. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.